Hidden Billionaire Chapter 11, Role Model for the Entire Class. C11 Role Model for the Entire Class. In Muran's old class, her students paid full attention to her lessons, and no one dared make a mistake. Wu Tian also studied seriously, as he loved to listen to teacher Gao's lessons. But because he had been reading until late last night, he had not slept well. Halfway through the class, he fell asleep on the desk. After falling asleep, he had a nightmare. He dreamed that his investment had failed, that he had spent all the 300 million that his grandfather had given him, and that he was disqualified from inheriting the hundreds of billions in assets of his family. "Grandfather, give me another chance, I'll definitely be able to do it." In his nightmare, Wu Tian screamed at the top of his lungs, hoping that his grandpa would give him another chance. He wasn't willing to lose just like that. His shout attracted the attention of all the students. When they saw Wu Tian sleeping soundly on the desk, everyone was shocked. They didn't expect Wu Tian to be so daring as to doze off in teacher Gao's classroom and still talk in his sleep. Was he tired of living? Cough, cough. Wu Tian's sleep talking naturally alarmed Muran. She coughed heavily and shouted, "Wu Tian. Grandfather, I'm sure I can do it. Give me another chance and I won't let you down." Wu Tian was not woken up by teacher Gao's shout and continued talking in his sleep. Muran threw the chalk in her hand on the table as her face turned dark. This was the first time she saw a student who dared to sleep in her class. She couldn't wake him up. Her eyes turned cold as she slowly walked towards Wu Tian. Her entire body was filled with anger. The atmosphere in the classroom was tense to the extreme. The students had never seen teacher Gao so angry before. Their hearts felt as if they had been pressed down by a heavy stone. At the same time, everyone could not help but feel sympathy for Wu Tian. This time, Wu Tian was sleeping soundly during teacher Gao's lesson. Presumably, the consequences would be very serious. Zhang Wan and Sun Ziohao couldn't help but be secretly anxious. They wanted to warn Wu Tian, but it was too late. On the other hand, Zhao Yang could not help but gloat secretly. He could not wait to see Wu Tian be tortured to death by teacher Gao. "Wu Tian, wake up." Under the attentive gazes of the students, Muran walked over and gave Wu Tian a push. Wu Tian woke up with a start and realized that it was just a nightmare. Fortunately, it was just a nightmare. If he really failed his investments and lost the right to inherit his family's property, then he would be done for. He had just let out a sigh of relief when he noticed Muran's cannibal eyes staring at him. His expression tensed up as he hastily greeted her, "Good evening, teacher Gao." "Ha ha." Upon hearing this, a few of the students couldn't hold back their laughter any longer and burst out laughing. Muran slapped on the table angrily and scolded Wu Tian, "Wu Tian, what do you think you're doing treating my class as if it were your dorm room? Good evening. Do you know what time it is? 10 in the morning." Wu Tian swallowed his saliva and lowered his head like a child who had done something wrong. He had been reading and thinking about his future investments last night, so he hadn't slept well. That's why he fell asleep during teacher Gao's lesson. "It's only 10 in the morning, and you're already sleeping. Where did you go last night?" "I..." "Stand up." Muran didn't even give Wu Tian a chance to explain. She put her hands behind her back and said, "I'll ask you two questions now. If you can't answer them, then you will have to wash the toilet at noon." "Yes." Wu Tian nodded with a depressed expression. "First question, what is strategy management?" Muran glared at Wu Tian and asked coldly. When these words were spoken, the expressions of the students became strange. They had never learned strategic management before, so when teacher Gao asked this question, it was obviously to make things difficult for Wu Tian. Zhao Yang, on the other hand, looked extremely excited. It seemed like teacher Gao wanted to embarrass Wu Tian in front of everyone by asking such a difficult question. Just when everyone thought that Wu Tian wouldn't be able to answer, Wu Tian slowly said, "Strategic management refers to the overall and long-term development direction, goals, tasks, and policies of an enterprise or organization for a certain period of time." Wu Tian spoke clearly and earnestly answered the teacher's question. Coincidentally, the books he was reading last night were on strategic management, which was why he could answer this question so well. After hearing the answer, the students were all very surprised. They didn't expect Wu Tian to be able to answer what they didn't know before. Mi Ran was also very surprised. Originally, she was trying to make things difficult for Wu Tian, but she did not expect student Wu's reply to be so accurate. She was slightly taken aback before she asked the second question. "What's the difference between strategic and financial investments?" "Strategic investments are longer than financial investments and are riskier and more professional due to a combination of cost and market considerations." Wu Tian thought about it seriously in his head. He sorted out what he had learned in the books last night. Only now did he realize that his grandfather's advice to him to study those management books was very useful. Silence filled the classroom. Everyone's eyes lit up as they looked at Wu Tian. Mi Ran's expression was clearly astonished. She did not expect Wu Tian to be able to answer the questions that he was supposed to not know how to answer. His answers were accurate without the slightest error. "Very good answers." Mi Ran's anger turned into joy as she could not help but clap. Under the lead of Teacher Gao, the students all raised their hands and clapped. They couldn't help but applaud Wu Tian's performance. All of a sudden, Wu Tian became the role model of the class and was praised by the students and teacher. Zhao Yang originally wanted to see Wu Tian make a fool of himself, but after waiting for a long time, he only saw Wu Tian shine in the class. Wu Tian was obviously dozing off in class and talking in his sleep, but in the end, not only did he not get scolded, he even got praised. "How outrageous!" Unwilling to give up, Zhao Yang stood up and reminded the teacher, "Teacher Gao, Wu Tian was sleeping in your class just now. Student Wu usually works hard, so it's understandable for him to get sleepy occasionally," Mi Ran spoke up for Wu Tian. This was the first time Teacher Gao had helped a student who had made a mistake. But seeing that Teacher Gao was defending Wu Tian like this, Zhao Yang was momentarily speechless. Just as he was about to sit down, Mi Ran spoke up, "Student Zhao, let me ask you a simple question. What are the types of strategic investments?" "I don't know." Zhao Yang clenched his teeth as he drooped his head dejectedly. He had never learned this kind of knowledge before. Not to mention that he didn't know the answer, even 95% of the students in the class didn't know the answer. "See, this is the difference." Mi Ran stared at Zhao Yang for a few seconds before her gaze finally fell on Wu Tian. "I hope everyone doesn't learn from Zhao Yang and instead learn more from Wu Tian. He is our role model." She led the applause again. The classroom was once again filled with thunderous applause. Zhao Yang clenched his fists and gritted his teeth. He had never felt as ashamed as he did today. It was Wu Tian who was obviously napping in class, but in the end, this brat was praised, while he was mocked. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 12, Face Smacking. See 12 Face Smacking. Just because Wu Tian answered two questions correctly, he instantly became the role model of the class and was praised by Teacher Gao. Wu Tian didn't take it seriously. To be honest, he was only able to answer those two questions by a fluke. If he had not read the books on strategic investment last night, he would not have been able to answer them. Now, he firmly believed that he must work and study hard to increase his knowledge and make himself stronger. After taking Teacher Gao's class, Wu Tian was not interested in the next elective class, so he got up and left the classroom. Li Meng's gaze followed Wu Tian's back. Suddenly, Wu Tian, who was previously useless, seemed to have become a lot stronger than Zhao Yang in all aspects. Seeing the boy she had once disdained and humiliated become stronger, she felt very displeased in her heart. Wu Tian didn't know what Li Meng was thinking. At noon, he left the school and went to a Sichuan cuisine restaurant on West Street. He had been here a few times before. The dishes in this restaurant were exceptionally delicious and the owner was very enthusiastic. "Young man, what do you want to eat?" The boss was a simple middle-aged uncle. He poured Wu Tian a glass of water and asked with a smile. Wu Tian drank a mouthful of water and replied, "Red braised pork, mapo tofu, and a bottle of beer." "All right." After the uncle answered, he excitedly walked towards the kitchen. Just as he took two steps, a few thugs barged into the restaurant. The leader of the thugs kicked over a chair and pointed at the restaurant owner's nose, shouting, "You old bastard, quickly return the money." "Masters, I have no money right now." The middle-aged uncle looked at the thugs with a face full of fear, his legs secretly trembling. "No money? Then give us your restaurant." The leader glanced at the small restaurant and sat down at one of the seats. He didn't intend to leave easily. The middle-aged man was on the verge of tears. His family was living off the restaurant. If the restaurant was gone, how would they survive? Wu Tian noticed the restaurant owner's difficulties and asked with concern, "Uncle, why do you owe them money?" "Ah." The middle-aged man let out a long sigh, rubbed his eyes and said, "My wife was sick not long ago, and we didn't have the money for her to see a doctor, so I borrowed 200,000 yuan. But they... What's wrong? They asked me for 700,000 for the principal plus interest." 700,000? How could I have that much money?" As he spoke, the middle-aged man began to cry. After hearing this, Wu Tian's heart shook as his nose turned sour. He had lived a life of poverty before, and he knew what it was like to have no money. He was also deeply moved by the old man's situation. "Dad." At that moment, a beautiful girl in a school uniform ran into the dining room. Wu Tian recognized this girl. Her name was Lin Weiwei, and she was the top student at one of Luzhou's top universities. She was also cited as a role model by several universities. Not only did Lin Weiwei study well, she was also very beautiful. She had a round face, big eyes, and a sweet and cute appearance that was especially enchanting. "Dad, are you all right?" Lin Weiwei ran into the restaurant and held the boss's arm, asking in concern. "Dad's fine." Father Lin rubbed his reddened eyes. He did not want his daughter to see his weak side. "It's good that you're fine." Lin Weiwei relaxed a little and turned around to glare at the thugs. "Are they here to collect our debt again?" "Don't worry about it. Hurry up and go." Father Lin pushed his daughter out of the restaurant. "Where are you going?" The delinquents blocked the entrance of the restaurant like a greedy cat seeing a fish. They stared at Lin Weiwei greedily with green light shining in their eyes. The leader of the thugs slowly approached Lin Weiwei and said with an evil smile, "Old man, your daughter is very pretty. How about you hand her over to us? You beasts, don't even think about touching my daughter." At the critical moment, Father Lin used his small and frail body to protect his daughter. "Old fellow, it seems you don't know how to appreciate a favor." The leader of the thugs gave a gentle push, causing Father Lin to stumble back a few steps, almost falling to the ground. Fortunately, Lin Weiwei reacted quickly and rushed over to support her father's arm. The leader of the thugs lost his patience and ordered his subordinates, "Father's debt shall be repaid by his daughter. Bring this girl back as interest." "Yes." A few of the thugs received the order and pounced towards Lin Weiwei. The little girl was so frightened that she continuously retreated, and her body was about to curl into a ball. "Stop." At the critical moment, Wu Tian shouted angrily and stood in front of Lin Weiwei. "I will pay the money they owe you." "You?" The thugs couldn't stop laughing as if they had heard the biggest joke in the world. After laughing, the leader used his hand to poke at Wu Tian's old clothes and mocked, "If you want to be the hero saving the beauty, you must have the ability to do so. You look like a pauper. What are you going to use to save beauties? Cut the crap, how much do they owe you? Wu Tian raised his head slightly. He was determined to deal with this matter today. From this father and daughter pair, he saw the image of himself from his past. If he just sat there and did nothing, the father and daughter pair would most likely end up in a miserable state. 700,000 yuan, do you have them? The thug put his hands in his pockets and looked at Wu Tian provocatively, as if he was looking at a beggar. The thugs behind him could not help but mock him, boss, let alone 700,000, I don't think this kid can even afford 70,000. Following which, the thugs burst out in laughter. Give me your card number, I'll transfer the amount to you right now. Wu Tian did not care about these taunts at all. All right, I would like to see how you keep this up. After the leader of the thugs said this, he instructed one of his subordinates behind him, give your card number to this brat. Yes, sir. The thug obediently gave his card number to Wu Tian. After Wu Tian received the card number, he took out his phone and operated it. Then, he put it away and looked at the thugs, I've transferred 700,000 to you. Now, get lost. The few thugs were stunned at first, but then burst into laughter together. The leader clapped a few times, then stuck out his thumb and praised, brat, your acting is so good. You're too good to not be an actor. Before he could finish, he was interrupted by a subordinate behind him, boss, a text message has been sent. The card has received 700,000 yuan. How much? The smile on the thug's face suddenly disappeared as he looked at his subordinate behind him with a face full of shock. 700,000. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 13, Arrogant. C13 Arrogant. Cough, cough. The thug coughed dryly and slowly raised his head to look at Wu Tian. His expression was slightly twisted. He really didn't think that this poor-looking brat in front of him was so rich. He transferred 700,000 to him with just his phone. Initially, he thought that this fellow was intentionally putting on an act. It seems like he had misjudged him. To be willing to pay 700,000 for this girl, this fellow was surely not that simple. He had to be a formidable figure. The thug put away his mocking face and said to Wu Tian with a serious face, little brother, I was a bit rude today. I apologize for my earlier actions. You've already taken the money. Get lost. Wu Tian looked at the thugs and urged impatiently. All right, we'll leave now. The thug laughed dryly a few times, then hurriedly left with his subordinates. For a moment, the restaurant was silent. Upon seeing the thugs disappear into the distance, the father and daughter of the Lin family heaved a sigh of relief. Father Lin walked in front of Wu Tian, bowed deeply, and thanked him, little brother, thank you for saving us. He knew that if it weren't for the help of this young man in front of him, not only would the restaurant be broken, his daughter would also be harmed by those beasts. It's a very simple matter, there's no need for you to be polite. Wu Tian quickly helped him up and said with a smile. 700,000, this is no small amount. After Father Lin said this, he hurriedly reminded his daughter, quickly, thank your benefactor. Thank you. After thanking him, Lin Weiwei couldn't help but ask, oh right, why did you help us? To be honest, she was especially surprised when she found out that this guy had transferred 700,000 to her creditor in order to save her life. No matter how rich he was, he wouldn't help a stranger for no reason at all. I really like this restaurant, and I feel sorry for you guys, so I decided to help, Wu Tian answered. This explanation sounded strange, but that was the truth. You. Lin Weiwei bit her lip and looked at Wu Tian warily. She tried asking, are you perhaps interested in me? Please do not misunderstand. I was just deeply moved and could not help but save you. Wu Tian tried to make himself sound more sincere. He understood that anyone else would be suspicious of such a thing. If that's the case, then thank you so much. Lin Yiwei bowed deeply to Wu Tian and squeezed out a sweet smile. I still don't know your name. Wu Tian. Brother Wu, don't worry. We will return the 700,000 yuan to you as soon as possible. After Lin Yiwei said this, she wrote out a promissory note and left her home address and phone number on the paper. Wu Tian didn't say much. He accepted the promissory note and comforted them with a smile. Don't worry, you guys can pay me back when you have the money. Right, what about the food? Yes, yes, yes. I'll do it now. After hearing this, Father Lin hurriedly ran into the kitchen to get back to work. After the meal was ready, the father and daughter of the Lin family accompanied Wu Tian for dinner while expressing their gratitude. After the meal, Wu Tian became familiar with the Lin family's father and daughter. After a short time together, Lin Yiwei had a good impression of Wu Tian and couldn't help but give him some food. After dinner, Wu Tian took a taxi back to his living quarters. After getting on the taxi driver couldn't help but glance at Wu Tian a few times when he heard that Wu Tian was going to the Haitian Gardens. After all, the Haitian Gardens was a well-known rich and powerful district. Ordinary commoners could not afford to live there. Lad, are you going to teach at the Haitian Gardens? The taxi driver held onto the steering wheel as he asked. He rarely went to the Haitian Gardens because most of the people living there had a private car and very few people would take a taxi. No, I'm not a home tutor. I live there. Seeing the kind look on the taxi driver's face, Wu Tian felt a sense of familiarity. You live there? Right. Lad, it's not that I'm looking down on you, but those who can live in that place are not ordinary people. If you really live there, then that's really too low-key. The taxi driver said with a smile. Is that so? Wu Tian shook his head with a wry smile, but didn't explain too much. His current attire and disposition made it hard for others to believe that he was rich. Of course, this was not important. After getting used to this kind of clothes, he did not want to deliberately change anything. The taxi driver was a talkative, plain uncle. His driving skills were also very good. The two of them chatted and laughed along the way. Just as they were about to arrive at the Haitian Gardens, a BMW suddenly turned around and sped towards them. Startled, the taxi driver quickly turned the steering wheel to the left to avoid colliding head-on with the BMW. As a result, the BMW crashed into the side of the road, while the taxi crashed into a lamppost. Wu Tian was sitting in the passenger seat and was about to collide with the lamppost. He was so scared that cold sweat broke out on his forehead. At the critical moment, the taxi driver turned the steering wheel in time. Clang! A loud sound rang out as the taxi hit the lamppost. However, the place where the taxi hit was not the passenger seat, but the front part of the taxi where the driver was sitting. The impact was not too severe. The driver's head hit the steering wheel as blood slowly flowed down from his forehead. Little, little brother, are you all right? The taxi driver was injured, yet he was still worried about Wu Tian's safety. I'm fine. Wu Tian felt touched. Fortunately, the taxi driver had turned in time, otherwise, the injured person wouldn't be the taxi driver. It's good that you're fine. The taxi driver's head sank down as he fainted on the steering wheel. Uncle, uncle! Wu Tian shouted twice. Seeing that the taxi driver didn't respond, he quickly took out his phone and made an emergency call. The ambulance rushed over and took the taxi driver and the injured people in the BMW to the city hospital. Wu Tian also followed them. After all, the taxi driver got injured in order to protect him, so he couldn't just sit there and do nothing. In these days, such a conscientious driver was rarely seen. The driver was taken away for treatment while two doctors checked on Wu Tian's body to make sure he was fine. Walking out of the inspection room, he saw a beautiful young girl in a short skirt crying at the door. She was the person who had caused the accident. From the looks of it, she was quite scared, even her eyes were a bit red. Just now, it was this person that almost took Wu Tian's life. Wu Tian wanted to reprimand the female car owner, but when he saw her crying, his heart softened and instead comforted her, "What's the use of crying now that it's already happened? That was close. I almost killed someone." The beautiful car owner sniffed with her nose, as if she was still in a state of shock. Driving is not a joke. A little carelessness can cause the car to be destroyed and everyone to die. Not only can it ruin you, it can also destroy others. As a victim, Wu Tian had to educate her properly to prevent her from harming others in the future. This girl's attitude of admitting her wrongs was not bad. She repeatedly admitted that she was wrong. In the future, she will be more careful when she drives. Shen Shui. While they were talking, a man in a suit and leather shoes walked over. Seeing this man, Shen Shui hastily wiped away the tears on her face. At the same time, she straightened her messy dress, as if she didn't want the man to see her embarrassed appearance. The man quickly walked over and asked worriedly, "Shen Shui, I heard that you got into a car accident. Are you all right?" "I'm fine," Shen Shui replied indifferently. There was a hint of disgust in her eyes when she looked at the man. The man in front of her was called Zhang Hao. He would usually chase after her everywhere, annoying her to death. "It's good that you're fine." Zhang Hao raised his head and looked at Wu Tian. His face instantly turned ferocious as he questioned, "Brat, you must have hit Shen Shui when you were driving. How did you do it?" Hidden Billionaire Chapter 14, What Happens to Those Who Provoke Me? C14 What Happens to Those Who Provoke Me? "No." Without waiting for Wu Tian's reply, Shen Shui quickly explained, "I made a mistake while driving and accidentally bumped into them. All of this is my fault." "Ugh." Zhang Hao's expression froze slightly. He said in an aggressive tone, "No matter whose fault it is, as long as you scare Shui'er, it will be your fault. You must apologize." As long as there was a chance, he would spare no effort to curry favor with Shen Shui. "Apologize?" Wu Tian smiled. "Why should I apologize? What a joke." As a victim, he was actually asked to apologize. "If I tell you to apologize, you have to apologize." Zhang Hao raised his head with a dignified look, just like a fighting rooster. Wu Tian twitched his mouth and didn't say anything. On the other hand, Shen Shui hurriedly tried to persuade him, "Zhang Hao, don't be like this. This was my fault in the first place. Shui, don't worry about it. I must get this brat to apologize to you today." Zhang Hao protected Shen Shui behind him, pointed at Wu Tian, and clamored, "Hurry up and apologize." Wu Tian had already lost his patience. He raised his hand and slapped Zhang Hao's face. This was the first time he had met such a rude and unreasonable person. Honestly speaking, he wanted to beat him up a long time ago. Zhang Hao got a slap on his face and flew into a rage. "Brat, how dare you hit me?" Saying that, he pounced towards Wu Tian like a mad dog. Wu Tian used his shoulder to hit him hard while at the same time he lifted his knee and pushed it towards his lower abdomen. Despite his thin and weak body, he was not weak in the slightest when it came to fighting. After all, he had been with the wild kids since he was young. Zhang Hao had been pampered since he was young. He was not a match for Wu Tian, so he was easily beaten up and became extremely angry. "Bastard, I'm not done with you." Naturally, Zhang Hao wasn't willing to lose in front of his goddess. He crazily prepared to pounce on Wu Tian. "Enough." Shen Shui, who was standing at the side, could not stand it any longer. She angrily scolded Zhang Hao, "You are going too far. I—" Seeing the disgusted look in Shen Shui's eyes, Zhang Hao had no choice but to stop. At this moment, he felt extremely aggrieved in his heart. Not only was he beaten up, he even made his goddess feel disgusted. "How many times have I told you that this is my fault? Why can't you understand?" Shen Shui was furious. Zhang Hao didn't say anything. He just glared at Wu Tian with hatred in his eyes. His heart was filled with boundless resentment. At this moment, the nurse came out of the ward and scolded them, "Can you guys lower your voices a little? The patients need some rest."
"Oh, got it?"
Shen Shui said with an apologetic smile. "Which one of you is the wounded's family member?"
"I."
Shen Shui took a step forward and said embarrassedly, "I am the one who caused this accident. I will be responsible for everything."
"Very well, follow me in."
After saying that, the nurse brought Shen Shui into the ward. In the corridor, Zhang Hao stared at Wu Tian with hatred in his eyes. He wanted to kill Wu Tian with a slap right now. If it wasn't for Wu Tian, he wouldn't have been scolded by Shen Shui. After gnashing his teeth for a long time, Zhang Hao threatened fiercely, "Brat, if you kneel down and apologize to me right now, I can spare your life."
"You."
Wu Tian smiled with disdain. He really didn't see what ability Zhang Hao had. Other than going crazy and throwing a tantrum, his body was a complete mess. This kind of man actually dared to threat him. He really did not know his own capabilities. "I'll tell you the truth," Zhang Hao shook his collar, raised his head, and said, "I am the general manager of Yunnan Group. If you know what's good for you, kneel down right now."
"Yunnan Group?"
Wu Tian frowned slightly. Previously, he seemed to have heard his secretary Lung Yun mention Yunnan Group. It was a small branch under their Wu family. He just didn't expect that there would be scum like this in his branch. He was simply a worm of the company. Seeing Wu Tian's expression, Zhang Hao thought that Wu Tian was afraid and was extremely pleased with himself. "Now that you know, you're scared. Quickly kneel down and apologize to me. You should be the one to be afraid." Wu Tian didn't want to say anything unnecessary, so he just took out his phone and called his secretary, Lung Yun. "The general manager of Yunnan Company is called Zhang Hao, fire him." Wu Tian said directly to the person on the other side of the phone, then hung up and put the phone away.
"Ha ha ha."
Zhang Hao raised his head and laughed. He laughed for a long time before mocking Wu Tian, "You sure know how to act cool? You called someone to fire me? You should know your limits. With your despicable appearance, on what grounds are you firing me? If you have the ability to fire me today, I'll be your grandson." Zhang Hao put his hands in his pockets and almost tilted his head to the ceiling. Just as he was laughing happily, his phone rang in his pocket. After he picked up the call, he only said a few words before the smile on his face started disappearing bit by bit. In the end, his entire face became stiff. He just looked at Wu Tian like that with a complicated expression in his eyes. Surprise, shock, and disbelief, but most of all, fear and unease. He had just received a call from the company. He had received an order from the boss of the company. He had already been fired. Never in his wildest dreams would he have thought that the brat before him would fire him with just a single phone call. Wu Tian's single phone call had wasted more than 10 years of his efforts. He fell from a high place to a low bottom in an instant. He kneeled down. After being stunned for a long time, Zhang Hao came back to his senses. He was so scared that both his legs went limp. He quickly kneeled down and begged for forgiveness. "I was wrong." He wasn't stupid, Wu Tian had fired him with just a phone call. He didn't dare to imagine how high Wu Tian's status was. Wu Tian, who stood in front of him, was a very influential person. At the very least, he couldn't afford to offend him. At that moment, he was extremely regretful. If he knew that Wu Tian was a person with an extremely high position, why would he go and offend him? "I really don't understand how a person like you became the general manager of Yunnan Group." Looking at Zhang Hao kneeling on the ground and begging for mercy, Wu Tian felt very disappointed. It seemed that there was a problem with the management of the family's branches, otherwise they would not have let this kind of trash become an executive. "I was really wrong. I beg you to give me another chance. I was blind,
I shouldn't have offended you. Zhang Hao did not finish his sentence. He raised his hand and fiercely slapped himself twice, begging for Wu Tian's forgiveness. He had a hard time becoming a company executive. He didn't want to lose everything. By doing so, Wu Tian became even more annoyed. He kicked Zhang Hao's leg and swore, "Scram, don't let me see you again. I was wrong." After Zhang Hao was kicked over, he was like mud, as he sat paralyzed on the ground. Tears of regret flowed from his eyes. He had never felt so much regret in his life. Up until now, the thing he regretted the most was provoking a young man called Wu Tian. If he was given another chance, he wouldn't offend Wu Tian even if he were tortured to death. Not only would he not offend Wu Tian, he would even try his best to please him. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 15, Beauty Shen Shui. See 15 Beauty Shen Shui. Unfortunately, there was no medicine for regret in this world. It was already too late. Zhang Hao left the place in a daze. He felt as if his body had been hollowed out as he became extremely dispirited. Looking at Zhang Hao's back, Wu Tian did not have the slightest bit of regret in his heart. He even felt pleased that the company was able to get rid of such a bug. At this moment, the door to the ward opened and Shen Shui walked out first. Looking around the corridor, she could not help but ask Wu Tian, "Where's Zhang Hao?" "He's gone," Wu Tian replied with indifference. Honestly speaking, he did not have a good impression of this woman called Shen Shui. This woman almost killed him in a car accident. Plus, with a scum like Zhang Hao around, she naturally made people feel disgusted. "It's good that he's gone." When she heard that Zhang Hao had left, Shen Shui became happy. Soon, she frowned again and asked in concern, "Oh yeah, Zhang Hao didn't make things difficult for you, right?"
"Nope."
"That's good." Shen Shui nodded and reminded him with good intentions, "Zhang Hao is a sinister villain. He often uses his power to get revenge on others. You must be careful. There is no need for you to worry." When Wu Tian saw the doctor walk out of the ward, he hurried forward and asked, "Doctor, how is the driver?" "Brain injury, temporary coma, nothing serious. He'll recover after a period of rest." The doctor gave a detailed account of the condition of the wounded man. After hearing this, Wu Tian secretly let out a sigh of relief. "It's good that he's fine, thank you, doctor."
"You're welcome.
Let the patient rest properly." After saying this, the doctor turned around and left. After the doctor left, Wu Tian entered the ward and saw the driver lying unconscious on the bed with a bandage over his head. He had mixed feelings. Luckily, the driver turned the steering wheel in time and moved the impact to the front of the cab where the driver was sitting, otherwise, the one lying on the bed would be him. In other words, the driver had saved his life. In his 20 years of life, he had never seen such a kind driver, so he couldn't help but feel grateful in his heart. Just as he was looking at the old man in shock, Shen Shui walked in with a guilty expression on her face and said, "I was the one who caused this accident today. I'm sorry, but don't worry, I'll pay for all the expenses at the hospital."
"No need."
Wu Tian glanced at Shen Shui, then got a nurse to change the driver to an advanced VIP ward and got a nurse to take care of him. After he had arranged everything, he took a taxi back to his residence. Just as he was about to take a bath and go to bed, his secretary Lung Yun barged in and reminded him, "Young master, you forgot that you still have something to do."
"What is it?"
Wu Tian frowned slightly as he couldn't remember. "Young master, the old master asked me to supervise your studies every day. I'm too tired today, can I?"
"No."
"All right." Wu Tian didn't know whether to laugh or cry in the face of such a strict secretary. He got up from the bed, dragged his tired body into the study room, and began studying those management books. He stayed up until 11:30 in the evening before returning to his room to sleep. In the middle of the night, he had a nightmare. He dreamed that he had been caught in a car accident and that the taxi driver died while trying to save him. Wu Tian woke up with a start. He was so scared that cold sweat broke out on his forehead, and even the sheets were wet with sweat. Wu Tian wiped the cold sweat off his forehead. Luckily, it was just a nightmare. He took out his phone and saw that it was already 5:30 in the morning. First, he went to the bathroom for a bath, then he went out to buy breakfast. After breakfast, he took a taxi to the hospital to visit the taxi driver. When he opened the door of the VIP ward, he found that the driver was already awake. The female driver, Shen Shui, was also there and was chatting and laughing with him. "Why are you here again?" Wu Tian walked into the ward and complained to Shen Shui. Shen Shui pulled up her hair and explained with a smile, "I came to visit uncle and apologize to him. You're not welcome here. Let's go." Wu Tian extended his hand and gestured for Shen Shui to leave. It was obvious that he wanted her to leave. Shen Shui rubbed her arm and froze on the spot, looking a little embarrassed. She just wanted to make up for the mistakes she made yesterday. She didn't expect Wu Tian to misunderstand her so much, making her feel wronged. "Cough, cough." The driver coughed dryly and said to Wu Tian with a smile, "Little brother, this girl doesn't have any evil intentions and is a good kid. Don't worry about yesterday. Uncle, I'm afraid she will affect your recovery." Hearing that the driver helped her out, Wu Tian's tone became a lot gentler. "This girl is a good child. She came to take care of me before dawn." As he said this, the driver pointed at the thermos. "She even brought me some nutritional porridge. It tastes really good, you should try it too." After saying so, the driver gave Shen Shui a meaningful glance. Shen Shui understood immediately. She hurriedly scooped some porridge into a bowl and handed it over to Wu Tian. "If you're willing to forgive me, then have a taste of my porridge." "Ugh." For the sake of uncle, Wu Tian couldn't refuse and could only accept the porridge. Since Shen Shui was sincere in apologizing, as a man, he could not be bothered about it any further. He could only take a symbolic spoonful of the nutritious porridge. After trying the porridge, his eyes lit up as he looked at Shen Shui in shock. "You made this porridge? Right. Delicious." Wu Tian finished the porridge in one breath. He couldn't help but praise, "Your cooking skills are pretty good. This porridge is really delicious." Shen Shui smiled. Hearing the praise, she felt even sweeter than if she had eaten honey. The driver couldn't help but open his mouth. "This girl is the head chef of Fuyuan restaurant, her cooking skills are definitely good. I really didn't think that you were Fuyuan restaurant's head chef." Wu Tian was surprised, he never would have thought that such a delicate girl was the head chef at Fuyuan restaurant. Fuyuan restaurant was very famous. Their dishes and flavors were unique. Of course, the prices were also very high. Shen Shui felt a little embarrassed from the scorching gaze. She rubbed her face and lowered her head awkwardly. Wu Tian also realized that he had lost his composure. He quickly retracted his gaze and asked the driver with a smile, "Uncle, I'm Wu Tian. I still don't know your name." "My name is Lu Fugui. You can call me Uncle Lu." Lu Fugui chuckled. His old face was full of wrinkles. "Uncle Lu, yesterday, it was fortunate that you saved me, otherwise." Before Wu Tian could finish his sentence, Lu Fugui interrupted him and said, "That is my part of my professional ethics. There is no need to thank me. Protecting passengers with your life, you are the most conscientious driver I have ever seen." Wu Tian bowed deeply towards Lu Fugui. This was not only gratitude, but also deep respect. After bowing, he couldn't help but ask out of concern, "Uncle Lu, why didn't your family come to see you?" "My wife and children are all at home in the countryside. After what happened, I didn't dare to let them know," Lu Fugui said with a smile. "It's all right. I've found a nurse to take care of you. I'll come visit you every day. Wu Tian sat on the bed and held the old man's arm. From the first time he saw the driver, he felt especially close. Suddenly. At that moment, the door was pushed open. A fat middle-aged man barged in.
"I say, old Lu, look what you did to the car. The front of the car is badly caved in and the engine is broken.
Hidden Billionaire Chapter 16, he doesn't want it, I want it. C16 he doesn't want it, I want it." The middle-aged man was none other than the head of the taxi company, Liang Yao. The moment he entered the door, he sternly reprimanded Lu Fugui.
"I'm sorry, Director Liang. It was my mistake this time."
Lu Fugui was scared out of his wits and quickly apologized. "Do you know how much damage you have caused to our company because of your dereliction of duty?" Liang Yao began chattering non-stop.
"Pa." Wu Tian could not bear seeing Liang Yao act in such a manner. He slammed the cup on the table, stared at Liang Yao, and asked, "Is your car more important, or is the lives of others more important?"
The damn fatty was concerned about the car and the company's performance the moment he entered the door. He never cared about Uncle Liu's injuries.
"Brat, where did you come from?
It's none of your business if I teach this subordinate a lesson." Liang Yao roared in anger, his eyes wide open.
"I'm in charge of this matter today."
Wu Tian stood up from his chair and stared straight at Liang Yao. Lu Fugui was scared to death. He tugged on Wu Tian's sleeve and whispered, "Little brother, I know you're doing this for my own good, but Director Liang is my superior, so if I offend him, I might lose my job." Driving a taxi was hard, but it earned him a few thousand yuan a month, and he needed this money to support his family. If he lost his job, he and his family would have live on air. Hearing this, Liang Yao became even more arrogant.
"Brat, did you hear that? Old Liu's job is in my hands. If you offend me, I will immediately fire him. From today onwards, Uncle Lu will no longer be working at your company."
Wu Tian immediately made the decision for Lu Fugui. Lu Fugui's superior in front of him wasn't anything good at all. Continuing to work for this company would only make Uncle Lu feel humiliated and pressured.
"What?
He quit?" Liang Yao's eyes were wide open as he turned to look at Lu Fugui.
"You're really going to quit?"
"I..." Lu Fugui raised his head, looked at Wu Tian, gritted his teeth, and nodded.
"Right, I don't want to work for you anymore."
He knew that Wu Tian wanted to protect his dignity, so he naturally couldn't deny Wu Tian's face. He could only bite the bullet and agree.
"You..."
Liang Yao was so angry that he remained speechless. Originally, he just wanted to reprimand Lu Fugui and punish him for a bit of money, then that would be over. In the end, he was actually defeated by the opponent. It was the height of the season, and the company was in need of people. If a master like Lu Fugui left, it would be a huge loss to the company. However, the director of a company like him would naturally not ask a driver to stay behind. He deliberately made things difficult for them by saying, "You destroyed the car, so you won't be able to leave that easily. This accident was my responsibility. You don't have to worry about that. The insurance company will compensate you." Shen Shui, who was standing nearby, intervened.
"This..."
Liang Yao was instantly stupefied. He stood on the spot like a fool. "What are you standing there for? Hurry up and get out of here," Wu Tian urged impatiently.
"Old Lu, you're ruthless," Liang Yao gritted his teeth, unwilling to give up, and said.
"If you leave the taxi company now, sooner or later, you'll starve to death." With that, he turned around and left with a face full of anger.
"Ai."
Lu Fugui sighed, despair written all over his face. "Having lost my job, it looks like I have no choice but to return to my hometown." The thought of his wife and children waiting for money to be spent made him anxious. He wanted nothing more than to go out and look for work right now.
"Uncle Lu, don't worry. I will arrange your work."
Wu Tian patted Lu Fugui's arm and comforted him with a smile.
An old peasant like me who hasn't read a book doesn't know anything except how to drive. Even if you want to help me, I don't have any skills. Driving is your greatest skill, Wu Tian smiled and said seriously. Uncle Lu, I'm going to ask you to drive for me.
Drive for you?
Right, when you recover from your injuries, you can be my driver. The monthly salary will be 100,000 yuan.
Cough, cough.
Hearing this, Lu Fugui couldn't stop coughing and almost choked to death on his saliva. He didn't expect Wu Tian to give him a monthly salary of 100,000 yuan as soon as he opened his mouth. This salary was even higher than what he earned by driving a taxi for a year. After a moment of surprise, he hurriedly waved his hand and refused,
"No, no, no.
What virtue or ability do I have? How would I dare to ask for such a high salary?" Previously, Wu Tian spent tens of thousands of yuan to find him a nurse and help him transfer to the VIP ward. This already made him feel very bad.
Uncle Lu, a well-educated driver like you deserves 100,000 yuan in salary, Wu Tian said in a non-committal tone.
I also want to bring your wife and children to the city and let them go to school there so that you won't have to live separately.
Little brother.
Lu Fugui grabbed Wu Tian's arm and said with a trembling voice,
I, Lu Fugui, will never be able to repay your great kindness in this lifetime.
Uncle Lu, you saved my life, so what's wrong with what I did?
Wu Tian smiled.
Actually, he didn't need a driver at the moment. Spending 100,000 yuan as monthly salary to keep Lu Fugui by his side was not only to repay the debt of gratitude, but also to keep this virtuous person by his side. A well-educated and kind-hearted man like Lu Fugui staying by his side for his use would be a priceless treasure.
I thank you on behalf of my wife and children.
Lu Fugui was about to get up from the bed to express his gratitude.
Wu Tian hurriedly pressed Uncle Lu down on the bed and said,
Uncle Lu, you haven't fully recovered from your injury yet. Don't move around too much. Whatever you have to say can wait until you've recovered.
All right, I'll listen to you.
Lu Fugui laid on the bed obediently. At this moment, he was especially glad that he was able to meet a warm-hearted kid like Wu Tian. He was extremely lucky. The two chatted about their daily activities for a while. Noticing that it was getting late, Wu Tian told Uncle Lu to take a good rest and left the ward. Not far from the ward, Shen Shui ran out and asked with concern,
My friend Zhang Hao didn't make things difficult for you, right?
Nope.
You should be careful.
Zhang Hao is small-minded.
I'm afraid.
Don't worry, I've already reconciled with him, Wu Tian casually found an excuse and said perfunctorily.
At this moment, Zhang Hao had already been fired by Wu Tian. He went from being a senior executive of the company to being an ordinary commoner. If he saw Wu Tian again, he would probably be scared to death.
That's good.
Shen Shui relaxed and followed Wu Tian for a few steps and asked,
Are you still angry with me?
For the sake of your sincere apology, this matter is over.
Wu Tian smiled graciously.
I'm really sorry for causing you harm.
Oh right. Why don't we go to my restaurant?
I'll make you something delicious with my own hands.
Treat it as an apology.
How about it?
I'm the head chef of my restaurant.
All right.
Wu Tian happened to be hungry, so when he heard that Shen Shui was treating him to a meal, he naturally did not refuse her.
Hidden Billionaire Chapter 17, Someone is Causing Trouble.
C17 Someone is Causing Trouble.
The two of them arrived at the Fuyuan restaurant. This place was truly worthy of being the biggest restaurant with the most unique menu in Luzhou. It was very lively here, and there were a lot of customers waiting in line for their meals. After entering the restaurant, the waiters greeted Shen Shui one by one. At the same time, they looked at Wu Tian with those weird eyes and couldn't help but to discuss something in whispers.
Wait a moment, I'll go cook something good for you.
Shen Shui smiled and went into the kitchen. After greeting her colleagues in the kitchen, she began to work.
Perhaps she wanted to show Wu Tian her best skills, so she cooked very seriously today and handled every detail perfectly.
Boss Shen, it's been a long time since I've seen you so serious. You're going to cook for your boyfriend, right?
One of her colleagues, who was usually on good terms with her, came over and teased her.
Don't talk nonsense.
Shen Shui rolled her eyes at her colleague and continued to cook meticulously.
Shui, don't hide this from us. Just now, someone saw you bringing a boy into the restaurant.
Are you going to cook for him?
Right.
Is that boy your boyfriend?
No.
Shen Shui quickly waved her hand and explained, he and I can only be considered ordinary friends. I've never seen you cook for a boy before.
Tell me honestly, do you like that boy?
Nope.
No.
Then why are you blushing?
Go to hell, who's blushing?
Shen Shui rolled her eyes slightly and continued with her work. After working hard for over an hour, she finally cooked four dishes, her best dishes. She asked the waiter to take the four dishes out and place them on the table. Wu Tian was playing with his phone when his eyes lit up as he saw the waiter bringing over four dishes. These four dishes were all perfect in shape and color. Putting aside the taste, just the appearance of the dishes themselves was extremely exquisite. They were pleasing to the eye and appetizing.
You did this.
After staring at the dishes for a long time, Wu Tian's gaze landed on Shen Shui.
Yes.
I really didn't know that your cooking skills were so refined.
Taste them.
Shen Shui sat opposite to Wu Tian, waiting for his evaluation with a look of anticipation.
All right, I'll try them.
Wu Tian picked up the chopsticks, picked up a piece of crab cake, and put it in his mouth. The taste was smooth and light, and a strong fragrance assaulted his nose.
Delicious.
Wu Tian nodded with satisfaction and then tried the second dish. He also felt that it was extremely delicious. It was only after he had tasted the fourth dish that he could not help but stick out his thumb.
You are truly worthy of being the head chef. Your cooking skills are indeed exquisite.
It's good that you like it, hurry up and eat.
Shen Shui was very happy to have received such a high evaluation.
If I can marry someone as skilled as you, then I'll be able to eat delicious food for the rest of my life.
Wu Tian blurted out as he enjoyed his food.
Shen Shui's pretty face reddened as she snappily retorted, "Humph, I wouldn't marry a man like you.
If you don't want to marry, then don't.
Why are you blushing?
Eat your food, don't talk so much."
Shen Shui grumbled as she scooped up some food and placed it in Wu Tian's bowl.
Not bad, it's really delicious.
Wu Tian did not say anything else as he gobbled down the delicious food. It had been a long time since he had such delicious food. It was even more delicious than the food in that five-star restaurant. Very quickly, he finished all the dishes. He wiped his mouth with a paper napkin and asked with a smile, "How much is the price for this table of dishes?
I'm treating you to a meal.
It's not for money."
Shen Shui waved her hand generously as she smiled and said, "Treat it as my compensation.
Such a delicious meal, one meal isn't enough.
How many meals do you want?
I want to eat for the rest of my life."
"Stop it," Shen Shui rolled her eyes in annoyance and said with a red face.
"I didn't expect you to be like the other boys and be so glib with your words.
I'm just joking with you, don't be angry.
I'm not that petty.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Then I'll be going.
Goodbye."
Wu Tian waved and stood up to leave. Just as he reached the door, he was stopped by a tall and mighty man in a suit. A silver badge hung in front of his chest. From the information on the badge, his name was Huang Jian, and he was the manager of this restaurant. Huang Jian raised his hand to block Wu Tian's path, deliberately raising his voice.
"You want to leave after eating without paying?"
His words instantly attracted the attention of the other guests. Everyone treated Wu Tian as someone who was trying to leave without paying after eating and couldn't help but reveal a look of despise.
"Manager Huang, I was the one who let him eat.
Seeing that the situation wasn't looking good, Shen Shui hurried forward to help.
Shen Shui, what right do you have to make customers eat without paying?
Huang Jian glared at Shen Shui as he scolded her angrily. His entire body was bursting with anger. He usually pursued Shen Shui, but was always rejected. Unexpectedly, she brought an unfamiliar man into the dining hall and personally cooked for him. The two of them were chatting happily and flirtatiously to the extreme. Whenever he thought about how Shen Shui usually ignored him and was so close to another boy, he couldn't help but feel angry, which was why he intentionally made things difficult for him by blocking the door. Shen Shui's face stiffened slightly. She didn't expect manager Huang to be so angry today. Rubbing her arm, she forced a smile and whispered, "Manager Huang, according to the rules, the chef is entitled to treat a guest to a meal every month. The restaurant's rules are now up to me. If I say you don't have the qualifications, then you don't." Huang Jian raised his head, looking like a bully who was protected by power. He kept trying to curry favor with Shen Shui. After working for a few months, this woman didn't even look at him, but she was attracted by a brat. In his heart, he was naturally displeased. In his rage, he had torn off all decorum and planned to take this opportunity to thoroughly humiliate Shen Shui and that kid in public.
You.
The corner of Shen Shui's mouth twitched as she did not expect Huang Jian to become so deranged. She suppressed her anger and said, "Since that's the case, then let's take it from my salary.
No, we need you to pay in person."
Huang Jian looked at Wu Tian, purposely making things difficult for him.
"All right, I'll pay."
Wu Tian also didn't want to make things difficult for Shen Shui. He took out his bank card and asked, "How much?"
53,000.
"What?" Hearing this, Shen Shui's expression changed. "Manager Huang, these four dishes clearly only cost 3,000 yuan. How did it get to 53,000? The penalty for trying to leave without paying is 50,000 yuan, plus 3,000 yuan for the dishes, that makes 53,000 yuan.
Huang Jian put his hands in his pockets, looking as if he did not fear any consequences for what he was doing. He had already planned to make things difficult for this brat, seeing that he was trying to steal his woman.
You. Shen Shui was so angry that the corners of her mouth were trembling. No matter how foolish she was, she could tell that Huang Jian was trying to take revenge. Huang Jian had always wanted to impose unspoken on her, but she firmly rejected him every time. She did not expect that he would actually resort to such despicable means to exact revenge.
How shameless.
Wu Tian had probably figured it out and sneered at Huang Jian, "Are you sure you want to find me?"
"Of course.
All right, I hope you can continue to be so tough." After Wu Tian said this, he turned to Shen Shui and said, "Call your boss." Hidden Billionaire Chapter 18, This Restaurant I'm Gonna Buy It. C18 This Restaurant I'm Gonna Buy It.
This.
Shen Shui hesitated slightly. She was the most familiar with the situation in the restaurant. She knew that Huang Jian had a close relationship with the boss, and it was only because of their relationship that he dared to act so brazenly. Now, even if she called the boss out, it would be useless. The boss would definitely side with Huang Jian.
"Stupid boy, you think you can meet our boss?"
Huang Jian smiled contemptuously, looking at Wu Tian with disdain. He reached out his hand and patted Wu Tian's shoulder, provoking him, "Do you believe me? Even if I met my boss, I would be able to deal with you any way I wanted to, as if you were my grandson. So arrogant." Wu Tian's eyes dimmed as he felt angry. "Because I have the right to be arrogant," Huang Jian shook his sleeves and shouted impatiently. "I'll give you two choices now. Either you pay the 50,000 fine and leave, or the security guards will beat you up."
"I choose neither."
Wu Tian didn't expect that eating a meal would cause such an unpleasant situation. 50,000 was only a small amount of money to him right now, but he would definitely not bear with it.
Giving him money would only encourage him to act unfairly, making the other party think that he was easy to bully. At the same time, it would also cause Shen Shui to lose face.
Since you won't choose, then I'll help you choose.
Huang Jian gritted his teeth and ordered the two security guards with a wave of his hand. This little brat wanted to leave after not paying for his meal.
Beat him up and throw him out of the restaurant.
Yes, sir.
Upon receiving the order, the two security guards bared their teeth as they pounced and prepared to make their move. All the customers in the restaurant looked over with their heads raised, as if they were waiting to see a good show. Everyone wanted to see this brat, who didn't want to pay up, being bullied by the security guards.
Stop!
Just as the security guards were about to make a move, a loud shout rang out in the hall. A middle-aged man in a suit and leather shoes walked over. Wu Tian's eyes flashed when he saw the middle-aged man. There was an expression of surprise on his face. The person who walked over was none other than Liu Yuiao's father, Liu Jun. He had previously purchased Huiyou restaurant from Liu Jun, but he didn't expect that this Fuyuan restaurant was also a business owned by him. Since this restaurant was owned by Liu Jun, the matter was much simpler and he didn't need to think of any other ideas. Huang Jian greeted him eagerly with a smile, saying in a flattering tone, "Boss Liu, someone is causing trouble in our restaurant.
I was just about to."
Before he could finish, he was ignored by Liu Jun. He didn't expect that Boss Liu would ignore his existence. What was even more unexpected was that Boss Liu actually walked over to greet Wu Tian.
"Boss Wu, what a coincidence, we meet again."
Liu Jun didn't put on any airs at all and greeted Wu Tian with a respectful tone. Huang Jian was shocked. He didn't expect that this brat in front of him was acquainted with Boss Liu, and from the looks of it, the two were quite close to each other. He was very surprised. He did not expect this poor kid to be able to reach Boss Liu. He knew that things were not going well. Shen Shui was also surprised. She did not expect Wu Tian to know Boss Liu. This was truly unexpected. The customers in the restaurant were also astonished. Since this young man knew the restaurant's boss, was there a need to pay? Under the watchful eyes of the crowd, Wu Tian smiled and said to Liu Jun, "What a coincidence, I didn't expect this restaurant to be owned by Boss Liu."
"Don't call me Boss Liu. Call me Uncle Liu from now on."
Liu Jun patted Wu Tian's shoulder and revealed a kind smile. Last time, thanks to Wu Tian's purchase of Huiyou restaurant, he was able to escape the danger of a capital chain rupture. His heart was filled with gratitude.
"Uncle Liu."
Wu Tian called out sweetly and suggested, "I'm very interested in your Fuyuan restaurant. Can you sell this restaurant to me?" From his point of view, this restaurant had a good location and a large amount of people. It was very famous in the nearby areas and it was worth investing in now. These words caused the expressions of the guests to turn serious. They couldn't help but be suspicious. Did such a brat really have the ability to purchase the Fuyuan restaurant? Even Huang Jian felt that this brat was just pretending. After all, the Fuyuan restaurant was not small and it had a good location. If the land was included, the market value would be over 10 million. This brat in front of him could take out 10 million?
"Kid, you're really smart."
Liu Jun nodded in praise and threw his hands behind him. "This is a land of feng shui, making food is definitely profitable. I don't want to sell it myself, but considering that you've helped me before, I'll bear with it and sell this restaurant to you."
"How much is it?"
"The land is sold along with the restaurant, 13 million yuan.
"Sure, deal."
Wu Tian made a decisive decision. Right now, the city was expanding eastward. In a few years, this place would become the heart of the city and its future potential would be limitless. Just like this, the two of them hit it off and simply negotiated this sky-high price deal before signing the contract on the spot. Only after Wu Tian bought the restaurant did everyone wake up from their stupor. They all had shocked and incredulous expressions.
Only now did everyone realize that the kid in front of them wasn't an ordinary person, but a big boss that hid his strength. Only big shots with over 100 million yuan could be so free and easygoing. A restaurant worth over 10 million yuan could be bought at any given moment, and they didn't even dare to blink. Shen Shui was just as dumbfounded as everyone else. She did not expect Wu Tian to buy the Fuyuan restaurant so easily, which was completely out of her expectations. At the scene, no one dared to look down on Wu Tian anymore. The way they looked at him became a lot more profound, as focused as if they were looking at an antique. The one who was the most shocked was none other than Huang Jian. Initially, he thought that Wu Tian was just pretending, but never did he expect that this brat would really buy a restaurant worth over 10 million yuan. Boss, this kid was definitely a big boss. To be able to spend 10 million to buy a restaurant, one could only imagine how powerful he was. To think that he had humiliated this fellow before, and now he had become his boss in the blink of an eye. He had caused a huge disaster. After a moment of surprise, he hurriedly licked his face to please Boss Wu. Boss Wu, I will follow your lead from now on. I will follow your instructions. Weren't you being a little too arrogant just now? You said that you could do whatever you wanted to me, but you submitted so quickly. Wu Tian reprimanded Huang Jian as he glared at him in annoyance. I was wrong. Huang Jian wiped the cold sweat from his forehead, his legs trembling in fear. If only he knew that Wu Tian was capable of becoming his boss, he wouldn't have dared to offend him even if he had 10 times the guts. It's good that you know you're wrong. Wu Tian twitched his mouth and threw his hands behind him as he continued, inform all the staff in the restaurant to gather, I want to have a meeting. Yes. Huang Jian seemed to have received amnesty as he nodded his head. He hurriedly gathered the dozens of employees in the dining hall. After gathering the staff, he pointed at Wu Tian and introduced, from today onwards, Mr. Wu will be our boss. Let us welcome the new boss. Led by Huang Jian, all the staff raised their hands to applaud. After the applause, Huang Jian smiled and flattered, next, let's ask Boss Wu to speak. The great hall once again rang with thunderous applause. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 19, Expel Him. C19 Expel Him. Wu Tian pressed his hands together, gesturing for everyone to quiet down. He glanced at the employees present and immediately announced, next, I will announce that I will be officially removing manager Huang Jian from the position and expelling him from the restaurant. The sound of someone landing on the ground rang out. Huang Jian's body went limp as he fell on the ground, paralyzed like a pile of mud. He originally thought that he could escape death, but never did he expect that Wu Tian would immediately fire him like that. Security, throw Huang Jian out. Don't let him in the future. Wu Tian instructed the two security guards. Yes. Having received the order, the two security guards rushed forward, one on the left and one on the right, quickly dragging Huang Jian and throwing him out. Watching Huang Jian being thrown out of the restaurant, the other employees all secretly vented their frustrations. They were often bullied and suppressed by manager Huang. Some of the female employees were even brutally assaulted. They never thought that their new boss would be able to eradicate the tumor, Huang Jian, the moment he arrived. It was simply too satisfying. The happiest person in the world was Shen Shui. To her, getting rid of a scum like Huang Jian was like clearing a huge obstacle in front of her. Everyone, follow me, and work hard. I guarantee that I won't treat you unfairly. Wu Tian's speech made everyone full of fighting spirit and passion. Everyone was giving their all to start a big career with the new boss. The meeting is over. Everyone, get to work. Wu Tian said a few simple words and dismissed everyone. Shen Shui stood on the spot and looked at Wu Tian with a weird expression. She pursed her lips and said, I should call you Boss Wu now. Until now, she still felt it was inconceivable. She didn't think that Wu Tian, whom she met during the car crash, would suddenly become her boss.
Looking at such a familiar yet strange boy becoming the boss, she could not help but feel a strange feeling in her heart. In the future, will I be able to eat the food you make anytime? Wu Tian's tone was still gentle. His attitude towards Shen Shui did not change due to the change in his status. You're the boss. I'll make whatever you want to eat. Shen Shui bit her lips and smiled. If I mess something up, I hope Boss Wu will let me off easy and not fire me. You are such an outstanding chef, how could I bear to fire you? Wu Tian pointed to the corner and continued, take a seat, let's talk about the restaurant. What is it? I fired Huang Jian. Now, I need a manager to manage the restaurant on my behalf. What? You want to be an idler? Don't you want to manage us? Shen Shui couldn't help but complain. I'm too busy. I have to go to school every day. I really don't have the time to manage the restaurant. Wu Tian scratched his head in embarrassment. Then he asked, is there anyone suitable? Are you recommending someone else to be the manager? About this. Shen Shui thought for a moment before shaking her head. I can't think of a suitable candidate for now. I'll leave this matter to you. If you can't find a suitable candidate, you'll have to act as the manager. I can't do that. It's fine if I'm the head chef, but I can't manage the restaurant, Shen Shui waved her hands and quickly refused. Let's talk about this later. Wu Tian didn't force it. He decided to let this matter go for now. There were many things he could not rush. He had to steadily walk through them step by step. Sometimes he was too impatient and got the opposite result. The two chatted for a while before Wu Tian explained some things about the dining hall and the kitchen. After that, he said goodbye to Shen Shui and left the restaurant. He went home to take a bath and was about to go to his study to read when his mobile phone rang. He turned on his mobile phone and found that it was a background notification from his reading software, indicating that a novel he was reading had been updated. Not long ago, he found a very interesting online novel in the library. It was written by a female author named Blue Bird. This novel was written in a very unique way, except that the number of words it contained was too little. Just when he started reading and got interested, the novel suddenly stopped updating. He waited for half a month. Wu Tian quickly opened the latest chapter of the novel and started reading. In less than 10 minutes, he had finished reading the latest chapter. After reading the latest chapter, he was still a little unsatisfied, so he sent the author a private message, "This book is written very brilliantly, so why don't you hurry up and update it?" After sending his private message, he quickly received a reply from the author, "Sorry, I've been living under a lot of pressure recently, and I've been having difficulties at work. I really don't have the time to update." Wu Tian replied again, "Did you run into some trouble?" "Blue Bird, there are too many undesirable things in life. When you push forward and chase your dreams, the mundane world tends to trip you up." Sigh. The female author, Blue Bird, seemed to have a thousand things to say before she sighed deeply. In between the lines, Wu Tian understood the pressure and helplessness the female author was facing while she was pursuing her dreams. Perhaps it was due to her limited financial situation, so she had no choice but to give up on her dreams temporarily. In this era, there were many literary creators with dreams and abilities who had to give up on literature because of practical problems, choosing to survive. Wu Tian had experienced the tribulations of the lower classes and was deeply moved by this helplessness. If no one helped this author named Blue Bird, she might just disappear into the sea of stars. Staring at the short message in shock for a long time, Wu Tian finally decided to give Blue Bird a reward of 500,000 book coins. This was his encouragement and support to Blue Bird. He did not want this talented author to be swallowed by reality. As soon as he finished, he received a private message from Blue Bird, "Why did you give me so many book coins all of a sudden? Wu Tian, this is an encouragement to you. It is an acknowledgement of your writing abilities. In my opinion, your writing cannot be measured in money.
Blue Bird, thank you, big brother. I have never received so many book coins. I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Thank you so much. Afterwards, she sent a lot of happy, excited, and crying emojis. Even through the screen, Wu Tian could feel Blue Bird's excitement and gratitude towards him. Blue Bird was probably dancing and crying in excitement. She was in a state of madness. Wu Tian, come on, you should write your book well. I believe that one day, you will realize your dreams and let your writing create miracles. Blue Bird, big brother, I will work hard and will not disappoint you. She also sent a row of struggling emojis. Wu Tian, write a good book, I'll wait for you to update. But you also have to take care of your body, so don't overdo it. Blue Bird, thank you, big brother. You are the most important person in my life. Thank you for existing. Meeting you is the greatest fortune of my life. Wu Tian, go for it. After sending the message, he put his phone away and started to read. It was only because of his empathy for literature and his admiration for this author that he could not help but reward her with 500,000 yuan. 500,000 was nothing to him, but it was of extraordinary significance to Blue Bird. Perhaps it could change her life forever. While he was reading, Lung Yun appeared at the door of his study at some point, and her eyes were fixed on him. Being stared at by such a gaze, Wu Tian put down the book in his hands and asked with a smile, "Secretary Lung, do you think that your young master is very handsome and has made you a little obsessed?" Hidden Billionaire Chapter 20, Entering the Live Broadcast Industry. C20 Entering the Live Broadcast Industry. I'm not sure if you're handsome or not, but young master's skin is getting thicker and thicker. Lung Yun curled her lips and looked straight at Wu Tian. Young master, I came to remind you that you've spent a lot of money recently. Do you think that I'm the son of a rich family who only knows how to spend money? Wu Tian walked over and stopped half a meter away from Lung Yun. Smelling the fragrance on the woman's body made him feel refreshed. He couldn't help but admire the old master. His insight was truly good. He had picked such a high-grade female secretary to be his assistant. I wouldn't dare. Although Lung Yun said she did not dare, she actually thought so in her heart. In her eyes, her young master only knew how to spend money randomly, and even after spending so much money, he still didn't do anything. Sooner or later you'll find out that the money I spend doubles the profits. Wu Tian smiled confidently. He didn't care what Secretary Lung thought of him now. No one can tell whether what you're doing is right or wrong. Only time will tell. Staring at Secretary Lung, Wu Tian took the initiative to change the topic. I asked you to help me check on Seafood TV earlier. Are there any developments? Seafood TV is not big, so it is lagging behind in the industry. In addition, there is no continuous investment, so the capital chain has already been broken. Lung Yun couldn't help but ask, Young master, why are you paying attention to Seafood TV? I want to invest in it. Invest. Lung Yun's brows slightly tightened as she kindly advised, Seafood TV's market is currently unstable and there are great risks. If you invest now, it would be like walking on a tightrope. The risk is proportional to the profit. I've already carefully studied it. Now is the right time to invest in Seafood TV. But. All right. Wu Tian waved his hand and directly interrupted Lung Yun. Help me contact the owner of Seafood TV and ask him to meet us tonight. All right. Lung Yun didn't say anything else. She had to obey her young master's orders, but her heart was filled with worry. Soon, she contacted the owner of Seafood TV, Sun Sheng, and arranged to meet him at a coffee shop. At 7 in the evening, Wu Tian brought Lung Yun to the coffee shop and saw the owner of Seafood TV, Sun Sheng. A middle-aged man with an ordinary appearance and glasses on his face that exuded a scholarly aura. Hello, boss Sun. My name is Wu Tian. Wu Tian stretched out his right hand and introduced himself.
Sun Sheng's expression froze for a few seconds. The way he looked at Wu Tian was clearly strange. He did not expect that the tycoon who wanted to invest in seafood TV was a young man. He wore ordinary clothes and did not have any of the grandeur of a tycoon. After a short pause, Sun Sheng forced a smile and shook hands with Wu Tian.
"Hello, I'm Sun Sheng. Boss Sun, I won't beat around the bush."
After taking his seat, Wu Tian went straight to the point. "I'm interested in your seafood TV and want to invest in it. Mr. Wu, our standards in this industry aren't low. I wonder if you know anything about it?" Sun Sheng adjusted his glasses and asked with a smile. What he meant was that Wu Tian would need a lot of money to invest in seafood TV, and he wanted to know if Wu Tian had the ability to do so. Live broadcasting relies on burning money to attract traffic. Once the traffic is up, it'll rely on the live broadcasting's resources and powerful platform to operate. Making money isn't difficult at all. Wu Tian spoke frankly with assurance. If he wanted to invest in seafood TV, he must have done his homework. Naturally, he was aware of the risks and opportunities involved. It seems like Mr. Wu knows a bit about the live broadcasting industry. Sun Sheng nodded and asked in a tactful manner, "I wonder what your preparations are."
"Don't worry about that, I'm not short on money."
Saying this, Wu Tian winked at Lung Yun. Lung Yun understood tacitly and showed the property rights of Huiyou Restaurant and Fuyuan Restaurant to Sun Sheng. "This is just a small portion of Young Master's assets. I didn't expect Boss Wu to be a tycoon." Knowing that Wu Tian's power was astonishing, Sun Sheng immediately became enthusiastic. He picked up the kettle and personally poured Wu Tian a cup of water. To be honest, he had been worrying about the money all this time. He was investing everywhere, and if there was no more money for seafood TV, there would be a huge crisis. Not many people were rushing to invest in live broadcasting right now, not to mention that seafood TV was facing a lot of problems, so no one dared to invest in it easily. He didn't think that Mr. Wu would take the initiative to invest. To him, this was an extraordinary opportunity. "All right, let's talk about the investment." Wu Tian took a sip of his tea and went straight to the point. "I offer 50 million, 40% of the shares. How about it?"
"That won't do."
Sun Sheng's face sank as he immediately expressed his opposition. 50 million, the maximum is 20%. 30%. Wu Tian made a concession and stretched out three fingers. 20% at most. Sun Sheng's tone was also very determined. If it weren't for the fact that his fund chain had recently been broken, he would only give 10% of the shares, with 20% being a huge concession. 50 million and 30%. "If Boss Sun is unwilling, I won't force you." Wu Tian put down his teacup, stood up, and prepared to leave. "Wait." Seeing that Wu Tian was about to leave, Sun Sheng hurriedly stood up to stop him. He gritted his teeth painfully and said, "Fine, 30%. He had no other choice in his current situation. If he did not compromise now, seafood TV might completely collapse. Boss Sun is indeed frank and straightforward." The corner of Wu Tian's mouth curled up into a nice smile. At the same time, he secretly heaved a sigh of relief. "Mr. Wu, you truly—" Sun Sheng had a pained expression on his face as he looked at the young man in front of him. He didn't know what to say. The brat in front of him was simply taking advantage of the situation to rob him. He didn't leave him any chance. "Boss Sun, I know Seafood TV is anxious for money right now. Don't worry, after you sign the contract, the 50 million yuan will be transferred to your account in one go." Seeing Sun Sheng make such a sacrifice, Wu Tian didn't dawdle and offered to fund the investment at once. "All right." Hearing this, Sun Sheng felt a lot more gratified. "Mr. Wu is so straightforward. Let's sign the contract right now." After the two signed the contract, Wu Tian transferred 50 million yuan of investment funds to Sun Sheng.
his collaboration this time around was quite smooth. Basically, there were no twists or turns as he reached an agreement. After signing the contract, Wu Tian pointed out some suggestions from the perspective of the audience of Seafood TV, including the interface and user experience, as well as some issues such as resource differentiation. Sun Shen nodded repeatedly and smiled. "Your words are really useful. I didn't expect Mr. Wu to be so knowledgeable about live broadcasting. Everyone has a different perspective. I just made some suggestions from the audience's perspective." Wu Tian was flattered and smiled. In fact, the suggestions that he had just made were the thoughts of many of the audience members. It was just that they didn't have the opportunity to voice them out. "All right, I will definitely do as Mr. Wu says and improve it," Sun Sheng raised his teacup and said. "We will use tea in place of wine. I hope we can cooperate well and make Seafood TV bigger and bigger, becoming the leader of the industry. Happy cooperation." Wu Tian raised his teacup and clinked it with Sun Sheng's. From their simple interactions, one could tell that Sun Sheng was a capable person. With enough time, he will definitely be able to make Seafood TV bigger and stronger.